Round on. Tommy Dunn, so in Benner's Hotel, we're in the back of Benner's Hotel, and the other voices thing is going on in the church across the street. There's a bit of an old buzz in the town.
God, it's nearly the biggest night in Dingle, musically, in the whole year. When at a time when we had snow back in Brandon Creek today, we'd actually snow, and there's on the windowsills and everything. And northwest winds and mighty waves, and it's the middle of winter.
Where are we, if you were describing to the listener, and what sort of a place this is?
Well, I think America is very lucky because they're closer to us. We're closer to us than any other country in Europe. This is the most westerly point of Europe, and it's a special place because monks and thinkers and those kind of people knew that for a long time. There are more archaeological artifacts here than any other country in Europe, apart from, I think, Orkney. I think 67% of what's to be found in Ireland is in Corcovina, west of Tralee. And that feeling is here. I hate this place because I can't live anywhere else. I love it as well for that reason. I've seen so many beautiful places in the world. I'd say, oh, Christ, I could live here. But I can't because I'm just too stuck in this place, like, you know. But it's a beautiful place to be stuck in.
And the music and the language are rich and alive here.
Very much so. Different. It has changed completely since when I was young. But the very fact that it has changed is a sign that it's alive. And there are things about it that I miss. But there are other aspects of it as well that are fantastic. There are so many different instruments now. When I was growing up, there was only the accordion. I went into a pub or anywhere at all, you played a tune, they danced a set, they danced a waltz, then they started singing, then they started talking. There were three things. But what's happening now, I suppose, is just a session in the corner with so many instruments, and then you've got sessions of singing and maybe dancing. It's kind of separate. It's the three-legged pot is gone. But that'll come back again.
Mm-hmm. You didn't know any English until what age?
9 or 10. Mm-hmm. I remember coming to Dingle and not being able to converse. So I walked into Dingle on the day of the regatta. I couldn't get a lift, and by the time I got in, the regatta was over. So I went into the only man in Dingle that I knew spoke Irish, and that was John O'Fosht. And I sat into him, and he drove me home again. But I learned my English off the television. A neighbour of mine came home from England, bought the television in 1963, and I remember we used to love the Cowboys and Indians. And I tell people that I learned my English from the Cowboys and my antics from the Indians.
You have the accordion sitting on your knee. Will you play us a tune?
I will. Do you want a tune or a song or whatever?
Whatever takes your fancy.
This I'm mad about the song at the moment. Got it from a woman, she's in her 80s, Cody Vogley, and she told me she learned it from a distant relative of mine in 1946. And it's a love song, this man trying to lure his sick partner out of the bed, describing the beauty of springtime. And one line it says, and even the birds want you to come out to hear them sing. And I like that song, so it's an Drúch Gal Ceog. I got the aid of Michael Russell from East Clare, West Clare, years ago. I've wrought in the uncommon Tianum Hunchul Ton Vadin Vogur Harn Duhifos Shin Blonning Yag Eshke Gosuch Sin the Lord go floor, she has kyun and road. Is the fine and lamb, rimming ren ruin, and throw the boundum, shul go so. Ti chantan nian, en sy'n gwerthu'r hwng, ys tanyl no gren er en rukk alkjøg. Da labbeg ikke fag, her far I sorglanden ter fechunas muar. Mar stuchlum en kals to the lonely fein. Skamar leschen hen en ta vet nu shalom. Or ein gaucht Tim the park in the rig. Mar makes long to shen, guns mooten nor goid. Agus kimi dol a nocht, a nodul ferem. Is tine no grin, erin ruch gal coig.
Behaving around them, very beautiful. Thank you very much. Will you go over now and play with the rock and roll men?
Oh, I'm their man. Plenty of rocks and plenty of rolls around here.